Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
I like to come at this weekly World Service promo with an open mind, optimistic that some of you Monday only members will hear something in here that will flick a switch and convince you that now is the time to sign up or maybe rejoin, as the case may be. But let's be honest, Murph, any Liverpool fans listening today, they're not signing up to the World Service. Not just them. We can write them off.
Yeah, are you not aware of the doom scrolling? That's the thing, you know.
I know, but do people pay a fiver a month plus VAT to doom scroll? But let's hope they do, I suppose. We might just find out.
Exactly. Hope springs eternal.
What a shocker last night in Napoli. Woeful as a team, woeful individually. Big name players underperforming to an embarrassing degree. None of them could contain Kvicha, Kvaratskhelia, or Kvaradona, as they're calling him in Naples. Least of all, the beleaguered Liverpool right back.
I honestly couldn't believe how good he was. Like him against Trent Alexander-Arnold actually reminded me of Messi making fun of his dog in the garden. Except the dog would run back. You know, if you nutmeg the dog, he turns around and, I mean, two times he knocked the ball one side of Alexander-Arnold and ran around the other side. And that's just, yeah, it's a bad one. It's a bad one once, but twice.
Like, you like that one, I know, Murph. Poor Trent.
At least the dog will track back, was it? That is a good line, to be fair.
It's a tough old night for Liverpool.
When he's good, he's good. Fair enough. I'll hold my hands up, you know. I'm Ken's harshest critic.
And you were over the Thomas Tuchel story. This is one that I think there was some disagreement on the World Service this week. It was the other big news, obviously, from the Champions League. Tuchel sacked as Chelsea manager. He did manage to reach his century of matches in charge before being bowled out, leg before wicket, by the new owner. A decision that surprised you and I, Murph, but Ken, not so much.
Tuchel is a brilliant coach who I don't think is a brilliant manager. Because I don't think he's temperamentally suited really to being a manager. It may be something to do with his way of being. There's obviously so much kind of nervous energy crackling through him, you know, that I think he burns himself out. Like, you see him ranting at the official. Okay, I know a lot of managers do that. Just the whole nonsense with Conte, you know, you disrespected me. You know, like, what are you talking about? Like, I mean, To be a successful manager, you have to kind of be able to compartmentalize things a bit better than
Simeone, Jose Mourinho, Pep. They're all a bit wound up.
Yeah, but Tuchel, I mean, how many times have you heard Pep criticizing, the owners of the club he's at? I mean, at Bayern, yes, but what happened to Bayern? He left, right? At City, never. You know,
what's he got to complain about at City other than, you know,
Thomas Tuchel would find something to complain about. This is the point. It always, when it sort of happens and happens and happens, you're kind of like, I got the impression with Tuchel that he wanted to be out of there now. You know, and the way he had begun to talk was like, this guy doesn't want to be there anymore. You know what I mean? And I think, like, Abramovich would have sacked him ages ago.
That was on Wednesday, and he was sticking by his stance today, Kieran. Ken is no lover of Tuchel's management skills. I thought a little harsher, but he's not here to defend himself now, I guess.
Well, on the other hand, he's not here to defend himself, so let's have at it all.
Finally.
Full-on five-course meal on Ken there. But no, he's not. He was scathing in his criticism of Tuchel's ability to manage up, which is an underrated skill in top five football. On
the football shows keep on coming on the World Service this week. We have another one tomorrow, but it's going to be a little bit of a break from the relentless live action that's going on at the moment. Instead, we step back, we take a wider view on things with one of our favourite regular guests, Rory Smith, who is on to talk about his new book, Expected Goals, which tells the story of the data revolution in football. Now, every story needs a hero, and in the story of crunching the numbers in football, one hero stands out above the rest.
It's Sam with long ball.
Yeah, but you're not just long ball, Big Sam. You're far more than that. Just listen to Rory and Ken.
Well, Sam Allardyce is, in a way, like an unhelpful pioneer, because I think there's a, like, Allardyce is the one person you can slide off on Twitter and no one will argue with you. People really like sliding off Sam Allardyce, but he is, in a sense, quite misunderstood. He was way ahead of the curve on sports science, and he was also quite, not even quite, very ahead of the curve again on reading data and thinking about it a little bit more deeply when he was at Bolton. And I think the best example of that is that they did the basic thing of looking at where, what sort of corner was most dangerous, like what sort of corner, an outswinger or an inswinger or whatever, would lead you to the, having the best chance of a goal, because Bolton relied heavily on set pieces. And that's fine, that's quite smart in itself for the time, particularly that counts as sophisticated analysis. But what I think is really impressive is that Allardyce and his, you know, the staff that he built there at Bolton, then looked at the second phase of that, which was, okay, where does the ball end up? So if you take an outswinging corner and it is cleared, where generally is that ball going to land? You know, is it 30% of the time in this bit of the box, 30% of this time, the time this far outside the box? And they started to station players in those positions. And that's pretty sophisticated stuff. That is data genuinely influencing football in a way that is really significant. And I think the fact that it was Allardyce who did it maybe slowed down the revolution a little bit, partly because it could be dismissed as long ball football. But also there was that sense of no one really wanted to follow Sam Allardyce, because Sam Allardyce was, you know what Sam Allardyce is like. He's not, you wouldn't follow him into, you might follow him into battle, but you wouldn't be proud of calling him your leader, would you? Like, no one wanted Sam Allardyce to be the great revolutionary other than Sam Allardyce. But I think that is the first time that you see a manager, certainly in Britain, using data in a really intuitive but quite innovative and effective way to just slightly tweak the way his team plays football. And that is a fairly major sea change, albeit, as I say in the book, you're not going to get Sam Allardyce being played by Brad Pitt in a movie. And I think that is a genuine problem.
Listen, World Service members haven't even heard that clip yet. So please, when you do join, just don't tell them we gave you that one first. They don't like hearing that we're giving these tidbits out before they hear them. It's just something we feel
what
like.
What have you guys
offer.
Even done to deserve this, they'll say. And to be honest, maybe they have a point.
Ah, Murph, let's not drive everyone away.
Sorry.
Know Liverpool fans aren't going to sign up. We want somebody to listen. I mean, it was the point of recording this podcast here today. So
I lashed out, didn't I? I lashed out on
Second Captains.
I still love you guys.
Secondcaptains.com, £5 a month plus VAT. As for you Liverpool supporters, sure, listen, we'll try again next week. Thanks, Murph.
Thank you, Owen.
Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, you will hear the podcasts ad-free if you become a member today, or if you become a member at any time. You can do it on secondcaptains.com, as I mentioned, and the Second Captains podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
What phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.